Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is an Entel Studios production.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What? You were like a TV presenter then or something.
And welcome to Making the Cut.
With me, Michael Douglas.
And me, Davina McCall.
This is the podcast where we recommend things for you that we think you would like.
And we think that you need in your life, basically.
Mm.
I mean, do you know what? I was walking around the house today,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking, there are so many things in this house that I've learned about from this podcast, from the research that I've done on this podcast. Every day I use something that is invaluable that I have found for this podcast.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, that.
Yeah, it is good. And the idea of the podcast is that we recommend things to you. So we don't review things as such. We just say, oh, this would be good. We think you'll like it.
Yes.
So it's not a critique of anything in particular.
We don't want to be mean.
No, we don't want to be mean.
We're not mean people.
I've been posting pictures of your hairstyles this week from the Masked... What's it called? The Masked Dancer.
Yes.
It's quite interesting what gets lots of likes and what gets a lot less likes.
Yes.
Like the feather thing.
Yes. Well,
divided opinion.
It was Marmite. You either loved it or you didn't get it at all.
I loved it.
You'd be like, I loved it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I thought with the dress, it was amazing. It was a whole look.
Mm-hmm.
Going on.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. But my favourite thing is when something is Marmite. I would much rather be Marmite than vanilla.
Yes.
I can't bear the idea of just being average. Mm-hmm. I want to either be loved or hated.
Yeah.
Don't just quite like me.
It's interesting getting critique, though, when people go, no, I don't like it.
Yes.
Like,
well, hard for you because it's something you've done.
Yes.
Created.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think that's the thing. And you think, oh, like I feel wounded by it.
Mm.
But then you think, well, I put it out there for it to be judged. So you have to take the judgment, right?
Mm.
But it's interesting. My point being is this podcast is not a judgment of anything.
No.
Other than we love this and we're telling you about it. And that's what made me think about it.
Yes.
Is that it's not like a critique of anything.
Yeah, and we don't want to wound anyone.
No. it's funny how, you know, like I mainly look at Instagram just before I go to bed at night.
Very bad.
And it's the worst thing you can
do,
isn't it? If somebody says, no, don't like your work tonight or something, you go, oh. And then you can't get to sleep for like 45 minutes because you think, how could I have done it so that one person liked it, you know? It's very interesting.
I mean, it's very interesting psychologically what happens to our brains when something like that happens. Mm. You know, because of the hundreds and hundreds of positive things that people say.
It's only the one, isn't
it? Why is it the one that everybody hears? You know, it's the same for kids.
Mm.
Doesn't matter how... I mean, this is why social media is terrible. Was it in The Social Dilemma where he said, you know, the worst thing I ever did was invent the like button?
Yes, yeah.
And that is true. And he thought, oh, this is such a positive thing.
Yeah.
It's a really easy way of saying, I like what you're doing.
Mm.
But it's been turned into a weapon. It's been weaponized so that teenagers, you know, if they don't get enough likes. It completely destroys. I never had to grow up with that.
No, I know. It's very interesting, isn't it?
I didn't really care if anybody liked me or not.
On Instagram, there's not a dislike button. So I guess if somebody dislikes it, they have to tell you that they dislike it.
And there is a thumbs down on YouTube.
This show could be renamed Liked because, you know, it's a like button, essentially.
Yeah.
That's what this show is. The like button.
No, we can't rename it.
No. I wouldn't want to rename it. No, but I guess if I was to encapsulate what this show was, it's a like button for everything we like.
Mm.
The first thing I want to talk about is something we watch together.
Yes.
The Friends...
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been watching the trailer for so long.
Yeah, me too.
And I was so excited.
Mm.
And it was so nostalgic
mm-hmm.
seeing them walk onto that set.
Yeah. at this point, I have to say, I was slightly underwhelmed by how underwhelmed they were.
I was going to say that as well.
Okay.
I thought that they may have... I wanted tears.
Totally, yeah.
I wanted more tears. But I think that... I wonder how they all left.
Mm.
Are they all still in touch with each other?
It seems that way. They said they were all in touch with each other, and
but
they speak,
like,
to each other a lot.
How often?
It's hard to know if they were acting in the reunion or
whether
they were being...
I mean, you can see that. I felt a little bit bad for Lisa Kudrow, who, can I just say, I don't know whether she has any work done to her face or not, but she's the most natural.
Yes.
Looking, she's still got, you know, wrinkles and no. Like she can still, she still looks like Lisa Kudrow.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell that Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox are very good friends. They were holding hands.
Oh, really?
They were snuggling.
Really,
they were
that.
Cuddling. Okay. When they walked to go and see James Corden, they were kind of holding hands and cuddling, and Lisa Kudrow was walking behind. She wasn't being, she was kind of being excluded, but she didn't.
She
looked very comfortable. I think she was hanging out with one of the guys. But
I felt that on the show itself, though, that Lisa Kudrow, because she didn't live in the flat, you felt like she was slightly
on the periphery.
On the periphery of the whole thing. But she's quite a successful movie producer, I think, Lisa Kudrow. She kind of dipped out of acting. And maybe there was a hierarchy of them because she is now considered a producer, director or whatever, and the rest of them are still actors, you know. That maybe there's a little bit of separation because of that. I mean, one thing I did want to talk about, which you couldn't avoid, and we might get a bit of flack for, was their faces.
Well, it's very interesting because I think that when anybody has done so much work to their face that it is what you are thinking about when you're watching them rather than the acting... That's a problem.
Yeah.
And I had that a little bit with the...
Morning show.
No,
okay. We did
not
have it.
Not as a little bit, but not too bad. Mm-hmm. But massively with The Undoing.
With Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman,
yeah.
I just...
You stop watching the actor.
Well,
you
all
just
I
look
keep
at their
thinking
face.
Is, oh my, her mouth's not moving right.
Mm.
It's doing funny things. Mm. She can't look tense or... I don't know, I just... And I kept thinking, oh, that look at her mouth. And I was thinking, no, I'm not supposed to be thinking that. I'm supposed to be in the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm not anti anybody having anything.
No, I mean...
Do whatever you want.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah, can't wait, But I do think that there's a point where you lose the benchmark. You forget what you used to look like. And Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston look quite different, you know.
Than what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally
agree.
I mean,
and their mouths move a bit differently. Mm, but they're funny.
Yes. Well, I think the interesting thing about the reunion show is you got to see them now and then you could see the contrast of them then because they kept showing clips.
Mm,
and although you go, this
is
a funny clip,
weird.
You were distracted by a guy like, wow, look at Jennifer Aniston's teeth or look at her eyelids. And then the same with Courtney Cox. I mean, you just thought, ages. A bloody nightmare. And I think the show was distracted by the time.
I think what's fascinating is the people who looked the most natural. So Joey.
Yeah, Joey did, he looked like a middle-aged man, basically, didn't he?
But, I mean, he just looked sort of the same but a bit older.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lisa looked the same but a bit older. David Schwimmer looked a tiny bit, but that didn't bother me at all. He's done a little something, but he looked great, I thought. And then obviously Matthew Perry.
Chandler, yeah.
He's had a rough life.
Ride, hasn't he? Yeah.
I really feel for Matthew Perry.
Mm.
And that reunion for him, I don't know, must have felt very hard.
Yeah.
Because where he went off the rails and they all seemed so bubbly and clean and shiny. And he's a bit broken. I wanted to reach in there and kind of give him a big cuddle and tell him it's all going to be all right.
I read a review of the programme after it in one of the newspapers, and somebody had said it wasn't their plastic surgery they were most offended by, but it was the clothes they were wearing. Because there's this one thing. Well, there was something about the fact that Ross had a leather jacket on and a hoodie and tight jeans and trainers and all the rest of it. And it was like... It's one thing trying to make your face look a bit younger, but dressing like a teenager when you're nearly 60.
Great.
I have to agree. I think that reaches an age where a man can no longer wear a hoodie unless he's actually exercising.
But I do really love the way you view male dressing.
Yeah.
And I have to say that I find it, and this is why it's good we're together, I do find it really attractive that you like to dress like
yes.
a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I did think that it doesn't bother me in this, the same way that it does.
No, of course. Oh, no. I thought it was a very funny article, though, whoever had written it, because I did think, oh, yeah, I forgot seeing Ross in this hoodie and everything.
But there is something about a 40 or a 50-year-old man in tracky shorts yeah. and trainers and a vest. You know, you sort of think, oh.
Yeah, come on. And Stephen Fry did a piece about why middle-aged men wear baseball caps. It's like that you wear them to play sport or children wear them. But I still can't stop wearing a baseball cap. And every time I put it on, I think, I wonder what Stephen Fry would think if he saw me, you know.
Who cares?
Yeah,
wear whatever they like.
I mean
like.
In a humorous way, really.
I feel like I've regressed and grown up and regressed and grown up.
Yes.
That's what happens in my life. I kind of regress. But overall, it was a very feel-good.
It was brilliant. And I think we forget about the 90s because people like me and you were so close to the 90s because we lived through them. But there's people who were born in 2001 or whatever that the 90s is to them what the 60s was to us. That's what's quite weird about it. I don't initially see a big difference until you enter a show like that and you see the colours in that kitchen, which at the time I thought was super cool, like a purple kitchen door and has funny bright furniture and stuff like that. I mean, the sofa in Central Perk is still very cool. I would still have that sofa.
Yeah, totally.
There are certain things that that have stuck around. But the hair, the clothes, the makeup and all
so
that
good.
Stuff. I love seeing
it. It's interesting,
seeing
is,
it. Yeah.
Holly and Tilly, so they're 19 and 17 respectively, both have watched all of Friends.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, both.
Well, I've gone back and started to watch episodes of it at night. You know, when I get into bed, I think, well, I'll do an episode of Friends or something like that. I remember the first two seasons just feeling really dated and there's something about them that I can't watch. So I started on season three, which is Ross and Rachel are together. So I'm building up to the bit where they go on a break. But I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I'm enjoying it, but I absolutely love it. And
well,
I
we
love,
know them. We've grown up with them.
And even though I know the stories and the jokes and everything, the writing's so sophisticated and cool. And because the episodes are only 23 minutes long, so
one
I would,
episode is a perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. Cup of tea stuff. Yeah. You know, you can do it on the train or something like that. So my recommendation really is to watch the Friends reunion thing. It's on HBO Max, I think it's called, but you can get it on Sky. It's long. It's about an hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah.
The whole thing's just fascinating.
It's joyful.
And it's a brilliant trip down memory lane.
And James Corden's great.
Yes, there was something about, I think, him hosting it that made it really good, probably because we're British.
And he's very real.
Yes.
And what was great was he was sort of saying what we were thinking.
But I wonder how the Americans took that, because he saw it from a very British perspective, but the Americans wouldn't have done the same from a different perspective. So I wonder if it got any flack in America for him hosting that or not. But I loved it. So I would highly recommend it. And then by all means, go and watch some episodes of Friends as well. But I would highly recommend from season three onwards. I think they just got better and better and better. So that would be, that made the cut.
That made the cut.
For me this week.
I've got something to recommend that your son has brought to my attention.
Oh, yeah.
And bearing in mind what you've just said about men in tracksuits and casual clothing, this is something that you would probably be allergic about wearing. I, on the other hand, possibly when you're out, would definitely wear this.
Oh, no, you could wear this.
Watching telly.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would wear it with you.
Yeah,
I would see it potentially as some sort of passion killer, unless I wore it, you know, with just a sort of pair of mules or something. But anyway, that's by the by.
Yeah.
The point is, it's called an Udi. And when your son told me about it, I was like, a what? And he was going, the Udi. I was like it's a normal thing. But it's like hoodie, but it's instead of hoodie, it's Udi.
Yeah.
So that is spelt Oodie. And the website is theoodie.co.uk. And what I really enjoyed was the tagline. Because I was like, well, how would you describe... I was thinking, how would you describe an Udi? And basically it's called the oversized wearable blanket. So basically, a few years back, I hate to admit it, But I did live in a very cold house. Mm-hmm. And I bought a thing called a slanket.
Yes, okay.
A slanket was a blanket, fleecy blanket with arms.
Yes.
And I had one.
It's like a massive poncho.
Well, it's you put the blanket over you and you put your arms in two sleeves, but it doesn't fasten at the back.
Okay, it doesn't go over your head.
No.
Okay.
You lay it over you and you put your arms in two arms. And I even had a mobile phone holder in the front of my slanket.
Wow.
So it was always there. Anyway, this is like a modern day slanket, except it is something that you put over your head. It's got a hoodie and it's fleece. Mm-hmm. But it's the fleece to end all fleeces. I mean, you have never seen a fleece this fleecy in your life.
They're massive as well.
They are enormous. Well, they're unisex size.
Okay.
Don't know what that means. They do these really clever bundles, which I really like this idea of. So I think they basically come in one size. On a girl, the hoodie would kind of go down to your knee. They've got massive kind of pockets.
Like a hoodie, basically. They've got the thing at the front, and like a pouch, like a kangaroo pouch.
So they do mega packs where you can have six hoodies for £252.
Okay.
So that's like there's a family pack of four for £200. Do you remember we recommended weighted blankets
on
this podcast?
Yeah.
I think it's an extremely clever idea to do a bundle. Mm. So they do an hoodie bundle with a weighted blanket, £133. There's a sale on at the moment. It would be a brilliant present for someone.
Yes,
they are
a great gift. Yeah.
Really fun. I can imagine. I mean, if they do a Christmas hoodie, this is what we're doing this year.
Okay,
we're all in the Christmas hoodies.
Yeah, I'm just reading these reviews. The best thing ever. It's
a bit pricey, but it's so worth it.
I live in mine. Yeah.
Best money I've ever spent. You will fall in love.
Yeah.
Love mine so much. I have a unicorn one as well.
This is a very nice feature on their website,
so
isn't it?
So nice. And they've posted all the pictures of people in their hoodies from online.
Oh, wow.
And all the stuff. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
So, theoodie.co.uk.
My eldest son loves anything soft against his skin, like against his face.
Can't
or his
get
neck.
Softer
and
than this.
I can imagine the hoodie, you'll never be out of that. Yeah.
And your son left it here.
Yeah.
And my son.
Yes, adopted
kidnapped it. Kidnapped
it. Yeah.
So much so that when your son took it, I had to get my son one.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he was like,
where's
it gone?
The hoodie gone? Yeah.
Where's it gone?
Very good. I think that is a great recommendation.
Yeah.
Especially
it's a snuggly.
Well, I mean,
and it's so hard to get gifts.
It's somebody's birthday every day.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's relentless.
I so do.
So it's a great gift idea, that. So, you know, I've been prattling on about Jolly Ranchers for ages.
Yes, and it's the only hard sweet that you like because the other ones are too big.
They're too big. I mean, in fairness, I would like the Jolly Ranchers to be a third smaller than what
really?
They are. Yeah. Every time I get them, I think, do you know what I might do? Is I might buy the pill cutter that you suggested last
yes.
week. And I might cut the Jolly Ranchers.
Would it cut a Jolly Rancher?
I don't know, but I could
pills
try.
Are quite hard.
Yeah, but Jolly Ranchers are very, very hard. Anyway, I might do that.
Lots of people really liked that pill cutter.
Yes, and we had lots of feedback from it, didn't we?
Lots of
yes,
good feedback from that.
So I found the Jolly Ranchers. Guess where I found them?
Where?
HMV.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
Why?
I have no idea. I can't find
That's
Jolly Ranchers
so
ever.
That's so random.
Joel, my youngest, you know, he loves going to HMV.
Yeah.
Not to buy records.
No.
Posters. I don't know what that ping was there.
Can I just say something? We've both gone on airplane mode on everything. And I've pinged, you've pinged. What's
I know.
Going on?
What happened to airplane mode?
I don't know. They don't care. So, HMV.
We go to HMV, and of course, I used to go to HMV to buy music. Now...
Records.
Records,
wow.
Tapes. Remember tapes?
Yeah.
Now we go and buy posters there.
Right.
And they've got books, obviously, there. Lots of DVDs and Blu-rays and all of that jazz.
Yeah.
But sweets. And there was Jolly Ranchers.
How many sweets?
Loads of Haribos.
HMV's got sweets?
HMV does sweets, yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? But, I mean, I guess they're trying to stay afloat, right? They're trying to make money. But have a guess how much for it? I keep asking you to guess. A jag of Bolly Ranchers.
Jag of Bolly Ranchers would be £1.
£3.99.
What?
I know.
Is that because they're from America?
Probably, yeah. It's outrageous, isn't it?
Oh, my God, that's
so bad. It's not even
so
a big bag.
Bad.
It's a small bag. But I got to the checkout to buy them, and there was Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds book. Now, I like Noel Gallagher and his high-flying birds, whoever they are. I like the flying things.
His wife's really nice.
Yes, I mean, they must be good fun. I mean, if we could ever get them round for dinner one day, I'd absolutely love that.
I'll see what I can rustle
up. Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't come. He's too, yeah.
He might.
He's too moody.
He might. I got on well with his wife.
Did you?
Yeah, I did meet her. She's
You get good friends with his wife.
Okay.
And I could turn on the charm and sing Wonderwall to him and all that jazz when I meet him.
No.
Maybe. No. Yeah. Anyway, they had Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds book.
Yeah.
And it said something like $13.99 or $4.99 with any purchase. And I thought,
Jolly Ranchers.
Oh my God, I've got the Jolly Ranchers. I'm going to buy the book.
Basically got them for free.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's such a good deal.
So that's what I did. I have to say, the book's really good. So this photographer took him on he took this photographer on tour with him for a year, for a world tour. She rang him and said, can you take me on tour with you? And he was like, I think he said, who are you, first of all? You know, and he said, don't know who you are. And then he put the phone down. And then he checked out her number and he realised it was a photographer he'd worked with about 5 or 6 years earlier. And then he rang her back and he went, yeah, do you want to come to America next week? She went, yeah. And he said, I'm not paying you. And she said, you don't have to. And she went out on tour. The things in the first bit of the book. And then after the first 2 weeks, he said, okay, I'm going to pay you. You can stay for the whole tour and come all over the world with us. So it's just a really good photo book, really, of all the gigs they played in all over the world. And there's just some really nice things in it, because he's got 9 people in his band. And
is it just his band? It's not Oasis?
No, it's called Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Okay.
And the book's downstairs on the coffee table, but I have a little ping through it. And one of the girls sings in French. She's like, she sings a couple of verses in French in a few songs, and she plays the scissors. I know.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's a percussion instrument.
This is something you can play.
You can play the scissors, yeah.
No, but you can play.
I could easily play the scissors, yeah.
You'd be great at the scissors.
But it's very funny. You should read the article on her. She's this French girl. She's got this really great Frenchy singing voice. And she only does 1 or 2 songs, but he just loves her being around. And he said, play the tambourine. She said, I can't play the tambourine. And he said, everyone can play the tambourine. She went, I can't. I'm terrible. And he said, well, play anything. And she brought out these scissors. She plays them.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, it's very funny. But anyway, it's a really good kind of read with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. But I managed to get the Jolly Ranchers. And then a friend of mine sent me Jolly Rancher lollies.
Are they nice?
She found them somewhere. They're a big Jolly Rancher on the end of a stick. They're super nice.
Are they?
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. She'd listened to this podcast, heard it, and then she contacted me on Facebook and she said, give me your address. And I was like, what are you sending me? She went, you'll see.
That's so nice.
Jolly Rancher lollies. Oh. So, HMV is where you need to go for Jolly Ranchers, people.
Great.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've got a couple of little shorty ones.
Mm-hmm, great.
First of all, we talk about so many things. I am worried that I've talked about this before, but
right.
I don't think we have. Basically, I'm talking about the backlog of driving tests.
Yes, okay.
And theory tests that
I
there are.
We've had this conversation. I think that's what we might be remembering.
That over 400,000 people are in a backlog of years. Like when I tried to plan Tilly's theory test, I booked it in January and we got the theory test in May. So it's really, really, really tricky out there to get any kind of... And it's very frustrating if you really want to take your test and you're ready and you're able. And, you know, we're looking at tests now in October for Tilly, which is crazy.
She passed the theory though, right?
Yeah, she passed.
So this is the actual...
Wait.
Okay, sorry.
She passed 4th time.
Yeah, it's okay.
So I just wanted to say that out loud for anybody out there that is struggling to pass. You'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I now have to... You can't book your driving test without having passed your theory. So I went on to book her driving test and I got one for October. Wow. This is like a month ago. And I was just talking to somebody about it and they said, oh, well, go to findmeadrivingtest.co.uk. And I said, well, what does that do? Basically, you put in your driving test that you've got already and then you pay... God, I can't remember how much it was.
You pay a subscription to this place.
But it's something like 30 quid for a year.
Okay.
And they then find you cancellations.
But they could be pretty much anywhere, or do you give them an area?
No, no, you give them your area.
Okay.
And they will check it. They said something like 1,000 times a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's an algorithm
Right. And they check and they check and they check. And when one comes up, because people cancel all the time, but we never get to hear about them. And unless you've got the time... or you're an algorithm to sit down and check 1,000 times a day, you're never going to get the cancellation.
So it's £30.
Let me look that up.
Okay, and you get put into the system. I mean, it's interesting. Like, this is an investor's dream, a business like this, right? There's no staff, there's no product, there's no shipping, there's no ingredients, there's no one to get an allergic reaction. Like, an investor is looking for an algorithm to plough a load of money into and just watch it turn into gold. So, yes.
The 57, the average numbers of days we bring your date forward by.
Oh, wow, okay, that's good.
2,596, the number of cancellations we found for our users last month.
Wow.
£137, the amount of money that we save you on average. So you create an account, it takes minutes, then you sit back and wait, you receive notifications and you text back to book.
What a brilliant idea.
It's very simple and it's such a clever idea. Now, the pricing here is a permanent account is £19.99, but no upfront cost is
£24.99.
Not quite sure how
that works.
Permanent account, yeah. Oh, so no upfront payment, but you pay once we've found your cancellation.
And that's 24 quid.
Yes. For £19.99, I feel like it's going to be rolling, maybe.
You just pay that and then they let you know, basically.
Yeah. But anyway, it's not... I mean, we are desperate to get Tilly a test. Yeah. And this, to me, feels like a worth it amount of money.
Yeah. It's making me slightly anxious, really, because Sonny, as you know, is the same age as Tilly. And we go out driving all the time. And I need to get him into this system because I need to get him past. It's one of the most valuable, what would you call it, qualifications you can have.
And you don't want to be learning how to drive in your 30s because it's much harder.
You know, he's at film school. He wants to go and work in TV and media. If you're going to be a runner, somebody's going to need you to drive to go and get something at some point.
Totally.
And I think you could do 2 years at college or you could turn up there with a driving license and you may well get the job because you're the guy who can drive. You know, like, it's such a valuable thing to do. It's a no-brainer. If anybody's out there thinking, oh, I'll never use it, I don't need it, it's like... get it.
Even if you don't use it, get it.
It's brilliant. And we both got motorbike licenses, of course, which I also find super valuable because, you know,
I haven't found it valuable at all, but it gives me great kudos. And, you know, whenever I meet a motorbiker, a biker. Whenever I meet a biker, I go, oh, I've passed my test. I mean, I haven't been on a bike for 25 years, but...
It's impressive, though. People are impressed.
They are.
Really?
You? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did you do that?
Yeah.
And I've got a full set of leathers waiting for me to actually get a bike.
Great.
I'm too scared.
You can go on the back of mine when I get...
Okay, good. In my leathers.
On the subject of driving tests, and Noel Gallagher doesn't drive. He's never got his driving licence.
Really?
I don't think Ricky Gervais has either. You know, like, there's these people that are hugely successful that manage to dip out of the things that are integral to success. I always think, what?
But I what? Give me a list of things, because I love this. You've obviously really thought about things that are integral to success.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
You've just said driving is integral to success.
You've got to be able to drive. Like, for me, if I met a grown man who said, oh, I didn't pass my test, I'd just think... I don't really need to talk to you anymore. Like, we're done here. If you haven't even passed your driving test, there is nothing more to say. I'm going to talk to somebody else.
Harsh.
Like, that's how I would feel about somebody. Because I think, well, you're either lazy or you just expect other people to ship you around.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, like, why wouldn't you pass your driving test? Mm. Like, it tells me something about that person.
Mm.
And I would have thought, Noel Gallagher's probably a massive pain in the arse anyway and a bit moody and probably expect lots of people
but
to do
love
things
him.
For him. Well, I quite like the songs, you know.
No, but you love him as a person as well.
He does
seem
very funny, yes. But I think whoever says to me they've not passed the driving test, I think, God. So I don't know. I mean, you put me on the spot there by asking for a list, but I would have thought men who don't have a pair of shoes, for instance, you know, like, you should have shoes, you're a grown man, you know. You can't walk around in trainers all the time. Like, what's that
you're big
about?
On shoes, though.
I'm big on shoes, yeah. Yeah. And you know,
we can come back to me on this.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to you on this.
I want you to think about it and come back to me. And next week, you can come back to me with a list of success.
I've been on a phone call this morning about a photo shoot that I'm doing for OGX, these shampoo products and things like that. So I'm doing a photo shoot for them in a couple of weeks' time. We've got to do elaborate things to the hair. But it's a global campaign. So these advertising campaigns are going to go everywhere. We're doing this thing where we're picking up on two or three things. So one of them's mousy, for instance, like mousy hair, and then we make it look really nice. And then the other one's like wiry hair, and then we make it look really nice. To sell these kind of concepts around the world to different distributors. So the Danish people said, can we have this photo shoot to use in Denmark? Is that right? Danish and Denmark. I always get these mixed up with these Scandinavian countries. So we've got a blonde, but we're not doing anything with blonde. And we said, well, we've got mousy. And they said, well, mousy's not a term in Denmark. We don't have mousy hair. Nobody knows what it is. And we said,
oh, my God.
Wait for it. What would you term mousy brown hair? Guess what they call it?
What?
Communist brown.
Really?
Yes. Communist brown is what they call it. Like,
no, it's somebody's putting
no,
your
no,
name.
No, not at all, no. I mean... And I guess it's this idea that it's kind of drab and lower kind of miserable hair, you know, like unhappy, lank, not coloured or anything like that. That's how it was described.
Oh,
you
my
know.
God, that is so funny.
Isn't it really funny that? I remember worked in Germany for a while and one of the descriptive terms for like golden hair was tobacco blonde. Like nicotine stained, essentially. Yeah. But I'm always fascinated by how these translations come across, you know.
I met somebody once who had painstakingly gone around the world and asked every nation how they sneezed. And I said, doesn't everybody say a chew?
Yeah.
Isn't that a universe? It's not.
Is it not?
So it's not how do you say bless you.
Yes.
It's how do you actually sneeze.
Okay.
So we go... If you were going to say he sneezed, achoo,
yeah.
That's how we would write it.
Yes.
But, like, France might go, azother, or something. It's, like,
yeah,
different
really.
In every... I mean, please forgive me. But we should try and find out for next week how different countries sneeze.
Jot that down, because we'll forget. Yeah, there's some universal words, isn't there? I think taxi is a universal word all over the world.
Is it?
It means the same thing in every language, which is why when you go to places... The word taxi is always usually on top of a taxi. Like, anywhere in the world, it says taxi. That might not be true, but I'm sure I read that somewhere.
I've got a joyous, very quick Instagram account to tell you about.
Good.
So, it's three girls. I'm going to take my phone. It's risky. I'm going to take my phone off airplane mode. And I'm going to show you an Instagram account because you need to see it to believe it. These three girls are called Nora, Yara... and Rosa, and they do dances on, I think they're three sisters. Did I say that? They call themselves creative artists. So it says on their Instagram account, Let It Happen, Creative Artists. And basically a friend of mine posted this because she said, I can't stop watching these three girls. They are absolutely joyous. And if I'm feeling down, I go and check out their page. They've got 701,000 followers. I'm going to show you a quick one.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, they're so good!
God. really nicely shot as well.
It's so beautiful. This is what I mean, I think, by creative artists. Mm. So they're dancing in a street. They're wearing amazing clothes. The perspective on the street is really beautiful. And they just look really individual. Each sister looks completely different. Each sister's got a different flavour.
Wow, they really can move, right?
Nora underscore Yara spelt Y-A-R-A-H underscore Rosa.
Wow. And how many followers have they got?
701,000. Wow. That got 500,000 likes. I'm just gonna show you one more.
So 2.5 million views. They've got a really nice steady cam that's tracking the shot. It's very nice. I mean, it's an amazing way to keep fit, this as well. Because they would have rehearsed this hundreds of times. Oh. Yeah, nice.
They're great.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Oh, great. Yeah, well, I'll need to follow them. I love a bit of street dancing. Oh, you know, as a break dancer, so
it just makes me so happy.
As you know, I play the piano and the guitar a little bit.
I do.
From time to time.
And you're very good.
And there's an app that I use to do this called Ultimate Guitar.
Ultimate Guitar.
Ultimate Guitar. Mm-hmm. And now it's a website, and then obviously it's an app as well, and you subscribe to it. But, I mean, I've only ever looked at it as a guitar, you know, it's a guitar website, you know, so it gives you the chords of songs. So if you put in, you know, Wonderwall or whatever, it gives you the chords for Wonderwall and then where the chords sit in the song and then the lyrics. And right. I just tend to read them and you go, oh,
do
yeah.
Do you have to pay for it? Because obviously it's...
Well, I think there's a free option where you get access to certain things and then you can pay a little bit extra. So I was having a little flick through and I just translate in my brain the chords to piano chords. So if I know it's a C in a guitar chord, I know where a C is on a piano, the C chord. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just do that, right? Mm-hmm. And bingo, you know, I can work it out. But there are some chords like F sharp minor, you think, how many black keys is that? Is that that? Or is it a white one in the middle or whatever? Mm. So, you know, sometimes I'm fumbling around a little bit. So anyway, I started to have a little closer look at Ultimate Guitar just recently.
Yeah.
And I've realised that it's become... I've been on this website for probably 15 years or something like that. And it's just become... Since I explored it, it's like... It's so brilliant. I had no idea that all
the
stuff...
It does all of this stuff.
It does everything.
Have you had to pay to get the extra stuff on
there? I have subscribed to the pro version, which is $5.99 a month or a lifetime subscription for $40.
Right? What?
So I've just got a lifetime subscription, $39.99, I think it is.
Really?
Yeah. So, because you might only want it to learn one song or a couple of songs or whatever, but once you're in it and realise it is so full of everything you could think of, every song you've ever thought you want to learn how to play is in here, right? But it's always been here, isn't
Hong it? Kong Garden by Susie and the Banshees.
Oh my God, Hong. Garden. I really hope it's in here. Hong Kong Garden, Susie and the Banshees.
Oh my God!
Right, so, wait a second, wait, right? So you can press on the pro version of this song, right?
Yes.
So this is it, Hong Kong Garden, loading, right? Now this is the song, and now down the left-hand bar, you've got three guitars, drum, and a xylophone? A glockenspiel.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, so that's what's in the song. So yeah. I can play this, right? And this... Right, so that tells you what's been played. So that guitar. Now there's three guitars being played
we'll
here.
We'll have to play PRS for this. We should stop immediately.
Oh, well, we get 15 seconds.
Yeah.
But what you can do is isolate these instruments and just learn one instrument. Or you can have collectively
together...
But
hang on a minute.
Yeah.
This is for the band.
Oh, totally. Like, I'm recommending this to anybody who's interested in music. And you think, oh, well, I've looked at guitar, Ultimate Guitar before, I get the chords. It has everything and anything built into this app. It is unbelievably complex.
So I could learn the glockenspiel?
Yes, you can mute these, for instance, here, and just play the glockenspiel. So listen.
Oh, keyboard.
Right? And then you think, oh, well, let's put the drums in there. Puts the drums in there. You think, well, let's just have one guitar. Oh, you get rid of the drums. So you can just learn one bit of the song at a time. The other amazing thing is it's got this looping thing. So let's say you just wanted the four bars.
Yeah.
You can just click loop and then you can stretch to just the four bars and it will just loop those bars over and over again
until you've learned it.
And then you can unloop it.
Which is really helpful.
You can change the speed at which this song plays at. So yeah. If you want to play it slower, you can do all of that. But the thing that really turned me onto it is that I've got 112 tabs in here. So
yeah.
Let's say, for instance, I like this song Transformation by David Gray.
Sorry, was there a Justin Bieber song in there?
Yes, I think there was. Let's have a look what that was.
Why have you got...
Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
Yes.
So I put that in 2016. I think one of my kids probably wanted to learn the piano. And I said, give me a song, any song, and we'll learn it. And I think probably one of them said that. So let's go Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. So what you'll get in here, as you can see, is these are the guitar chords. Yeah. So that's the fretboard of a guitar. But look, ukulele.
Quite nice. Piano. Oh, wow!
Click that. Changes to the piano chords.
Oh, my God. So you have got piano.
That, into the ukulele chords. You want to learn on ukulele. I mean, how bloody good is that?
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
If you want to learn anything, then this is... It's an absolute no-brainer.
You can teach yourself music on this app.
Everything's in here to do that. There's even like forums and things that guide you through how to do it.
Learn.
And then there's even like guitar karaoke. So it gives you the song, but without a guitar bit, and you put that in, or the piano karaoke.
Oh
or
my
whatever.
God.
It's brilliant, isn't it? So
can I just say something?
I have this already.
You have unbelievable tenacity and focus.
Do I?
Yes, because I would look at that and I'd go, oh, it's too much stuff. I can't. I think what I have is cognitive overload, which I've got too much stuff going on in my brain. You give me a site that is multi-layered.
Yeah.
I can't compute. I would never use any of it. I need to work on my attention span. I need to meditate.
Yes. I mean, you bounce from one thing to another very rapidly. Yeah. I can see that. And yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, that's very...
it's not good.
Well, it is. It's a very exciting part of your personality.
Really?
You never know what's coming, you know. Boom. Is it going to be pasta? No, it's going to be chicken. What? You said pasta. Tough. Chicken. What? You know. It's hilarious. But so there's a particular song I was trying to learn, this Tim Minchin song called If This Plane Goes Down.
Oh, now, which I love.
Yeah, so if anybody likes Tim Minchin or a bit unsure, go and have a listen to this song, If This Plane Goes Down.
I'm quite pleased to be writing Tim Minchin down in our list of things that we're talking about again.
I've got a couple of things to mention with him. So I thought, how difficult can it be? So I had a little look. Now, most songs have got four chords in them, maybe five at a push if it's a sophisticated song. Just have a look how many chords are in this song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 1, 2, 3, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 40. 44 chords in this song.
Yeah,
how are you going to remember that, Tim Minchin?
That's so Tim Minchin.
My God. Go and have a listen to the song, though. It's absolutely brilliant. It's about dying in a plane crash and whether he could crack jokes right to the very last minute or not. I absolutely love the song. But the other thing I've noticed about this thing is there's an option to simplify the whole thing. You can click a button that says simplify the chords and it breaks them all down and gets rid of the ones that aren't necessary. So you can just learn.
So if you wanted to play it,
instead of playing D minor 7, you could just play D minor, for instance. So it just removes a lot of the complexity from the song. So I've done a simplified version of this, which I am playing. But it got me slightly onto the Tim Minchin thing and realised that his first live DVD is on Netflix. And it's called...
Oh, we watched a bit of that the other night. It was amazing.
And it's from about 2006, and it is the show that made him. So if you're interested in Tim Minchin, you like him, you've not seen that, it's on Netflix, so if you've got it, it's essentially free. And it is an hour and a half of absolute, utter brilliance. And it's someone at the very beginning of their career, and they've moved to London specifically to perform this at the Edinburgh Festival, which is where his career took off from. It's great.
It is very, very,
it's called
very good.
I'm So Fucking Rock.
That's how you got me into it.
Yeah.
Do you remember we talked about Natalie and her thing where she thought that during an episode you were going to propose?
Yes.
And she held her breath because she was like, oh my God, he's going to propose. I've got something to tell you.
I need to ask you something.
Yes, it's not, it's okay, we can forget that.
When can we have lunch?
Yes, soon.
Yeah, okay.
But I want to tell you, and this isn't a proposal in any way, but I did see this on a site and I actually thought, oh my God. Because you know our friend Heidi Bishop?
Yes.
Who makes the lovely ceramics?
I do, yes.
So Heidi, and we should talk about her ceramics actually because they're very pretty. Heidi, I was saying to her, have you got anything that you'd like to recommend for the site? Now, Heidi has quite expensive tastes and she did tell me about this site called Love Shack Fancy. Now, the dresses are very, very pretty and very feminine, very flowery, really sort of nicely made and everything. But the dresses range from $85 to $400. They're
pretty
quite
good.
Spenny.
Yeah, yeah.
The majority are sort of $250 to $400. So it is quite expensive. They have a really nice range of shoes on called Madabi. And they're sort of espadrilles and sandals and Nordic sandals. And they've got very, very pretty flowery prints on them. So the shoes look really lovely. But I was thinking, where can I find something on this site that I can bring to our listeners that will be a save for them?
Yes.
Where it might feel like they're saving a bit of money. And I clicked on bridal. Now, these bridal dresses... are so different.
Why did you click on bridal? What was that?
Well, because at the top it says new arrivals dresses. I clicked on that shop. I didn't want to featured. I'm not really bothered by it. And then I saw bridal and I thought, oh, I wonder what their bridal looks like.
Interesting.
But shut up. But look at, how pretty and unique and different. If for any aged woman, there are dresses on here. There are mini dresses. There are strapless dresses. They are not your big, normal, frou-frou, wafting down the aisle of a church type dress, although some of them would look nice. But they are, I mean, they're not necessarily a dress that you would have to wear in church. I mean, a couple of them have got, the Viviana dress has got a train, so obviously you wouldn't wear that out and about. But, you know,
Is that called a train, the thing at the back then?
Yeah.
I always thought it was like a trail. I thought it was train...
It's called a train.
The train of the dress.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't seem very appropriate. I feel like there should be a better word invented for that.
Well, we can work on that. But you're missing the point.
Okay.
These are very pretty dresses. And some of these... Yeah, steady on.
Yeah, it's very nice, that one.
It's just very racy. But, you know, I would... It's a white dress.
Yes.
And I would actually wear that on a beach somewhere.
Yes.
That one. The Donny dress.
With a vicar.
But they are quite expensive. But if you're thinking in terms of wedding dresses, you know, they range from, this is really pretty,
$795. Yeah.
$595, $475. Yeah. You know, I mean,
they're really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. I was looking at them thinking, wow, what a great wedding dress. Any of those would be.
They'd be so... And this
one, God,
in particular, is really pretty. It is quite expensive, $1,695. But when you look at wedding dresses here in the UK,
aren't they? Yeah.
They're made from satin. Yeah. These are all kind of made from lacy materials, very feminine. Lace is so in at the moment.
Yeah.
Some very sexy, very, very feminine, very modern. Looks a little bit like you'd go and get married in Coachella.
Yes.
Like you would get married with some flowers in your hair.
Yeah,
or
yes, it's very relaxed, isn't it?
I mean, it's not a veil type wedding dress, but I would highly recommend it as a site to go and get a modern bridal dress. Love Shack Fancy,
Or even just a bit of inspiration, because also what I've noticed here is just how nice all the hair is.
Yes, the hair's gorgeous, isn't it?
Because I've got to say, wedding hair is it's a disaster, isn't it?
Like, do you know?
Everybody looks like they've come out of a pantomime.
I did my own hair and makeup.
Yes, I think that is the
wedding.
Answer. Like,
because you don't want to walk down the aisle and your future husband to look at you and go, "Who's that?"
Yeah, I don't recognise this person.
Who is that? What have they done?
Yeah, I totally agree. So the hair and everything and the makeup and all these settings are very nice. A mood board, I would have thought, for going to have a look. So if anyone's getting married out there, then can I just... First of all, say that I love a wedding. I am one of the greatest wedding guests you will invite.
I think we could change that to we.
Yeah, well, if anybody wants to invite us to their wedding, we could go and it'd be great fun, right?
And you'd be singing.
So I'd be singing, playing piano.
Yeah.
You'd be dancing like
I'd
that.
Be dancing.
That WhatsApp account we just looked at, Instagram account. Yeah.
Rosa.
It'd be great.
Nora Yara Rosa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anywhere local, though, we don't want to travel very far, but if anyone's getting married around the London area, then give us a shout. I like a buffet, like a mid-evening buffet. Wedding breakfast, like 2.
Breakfast.
And then, like, buffet from 7.
Okay.
Dance floor, though.
You love a buffet.
Oh,
we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
we've talked about
a
Carvery.
We've got to go to Carvery. Restaurants
Carvery.
Are open again. Good. Have you got anything else? I think I'm...
Shall we do any...
I haven't got any. Do you know what we...
Should we talk about...
What we should do is say how we've slightly neglected our Instagram account this week due to it being half term.
Yes.
We've been absolutely snowed under, and we kept saying, we need to do a post, and then we never got round to it. So we'll do 2 posts next week, 2 or 3 posts. Let's go crazy next week.
Mm.
Have you got any shout-outs?
Let me have a look and see where we're at.
There's
a lot of shout-outs.
Is there?
Yeah. We want to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
There's pill cutters for vets because dogs as well need them.
Oh.
So Wendy Bell gave us that suggestion, which I think is really helpful.
Mm. Your dog takes pills, right?
My dog takes HRT.
Yeah. If it was up to you, we'd all be on HRT, right?
Sharon Jones just said she's watched The Last Mayor of Easttown.
Ooh.
I've just watched The Last Mayor of Easttown. If you haven't watched Mayor of Easttown, get with the programme. Kate Winslet and her accompanying cast are extraordinary. It's really, really good. I'm feeling completely bereft that it's finished. So, coconut mini bites. So, following on from the coconut obsession, Sainsbury's do some coconut mini bites. They're whole meal cookies.
Mm.
And they're found on the world food aisle.
That was Mum's.
So that's from mums.taxi. Yeah. Emma, who is that account.
Yeah.
I feel your pain because I call myself Dav's Cabs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, like I spend my entire life in the car.
Wow. This is epic.
So, this is from Tess Street, and she said, following on from, she's followed the podcast from the beginning. She's bought many things, Megan B bags, Rain's cape. Rain's are not making the cape anymore. Why are they not doing... I'm going to contact them. The Disco Light Globe, we used that last night for a dance around the kitchen.
Yeah.
Swantee's made. Oh my god, she really has the Honwell spotlights. That was really good. The Wilco knife sharpener.
Yeah, great.
And
wow.
Other things. So she wants us to have a look at her sister Eileen's website, and her Instagram page is Wild Planet Aromatherapy. I really like aromatherapy. And did you know that it is, you know, like homeopathy? People are a bit like funny about that, but aromatherapy really. Does scientifically work.
I've always been very cynical and sceptical about these things until you come across a fragrance that you really like. And then you go, oh my God, what's that candle?
Mm.
And then you think, oh, I'm going to buy that. And then somebody says, oh, it's like £30 or £40 or something. You go, yeah, I don't care. I need the smell in my life.
Mm.
Because it does evoke something in you that makes you feel relaxed or something like that.
And
so
they say Clary Sage is a scent that's in lots of bubble baths and things like that. And they say if you're in the late stages of pregnancy, don't use anything with Clary Sage in it because it induces labour.
Oh.
And on the night that I wanted to give birth to Holly, she was like... It was the due date. I was very, very overexcited.
You're very impatient, aren't you?
Some Clary Sage. I really am. On my hands, rubbed my hands together, went to sleep and woke up in labour that night.
Wow.
I mean, I could have been going into labour anyway. But
yes, I realised that. There's a coincidence. The rest
of
it. Very
good. Thank you very much. And Suzanne Burt says, is there a link... anywhere to the special tool you mentioned in your latest podcast, asking for a fluffy friend, queen of a taboo.
It's a bit cryptic, isn't it?
I can't remember what. Suzanne, please can you let me know about what special tool There are many special tools I have in my arsenal.
I'm asking for a furry friend. Yes. Oh, the face thing. Derma.
The dermaplaning. Thank you. Dermaplaning, it's called a dermaplaning blade, I think. It's not a blade. It is. I don't know how it works, but everybody should get one.
They're on Amazon.
They're like £2.99. And if you put in dermaplaning blade, it will be there. And just lastly, Vicky said that she loves her podcast, and mainly because when we go a bit rogue, both of us, she thinks that's when she hears the best of both of us.
Yes.
It's quite funny.
<You're right>.
nearly 3 months in from being separated from my husband, there have been some ups and downs. Sorry, Vicky. And it's by nowhere near resolved, but we are getting there. She's starting up a virtual admin assistant business.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's really clever.
Great. Yeah.
Which will give me the flexibility for the boys at home.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you two include your children in things you discuss and suggestions, and their suggestions count. Just want to say a huge thank you to your messages to me, Davina. Oh, that's so sweet.
Mm.
And she signed up for Own Your Goals. Well done.
Yay.
Oh, well, listen, Vicky, I know it's hard at the moment, but we can both attest to the fact that
yes,
it will get easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vicky. And good luck with that. We did lit mini moons, didn't we, last week? God,
yeah.
The mini
moons. Sorry, just one more from Katie Wotton. She says her son, Felix, has been wanging on about little moons for ages. And, like us, had scoured the shops, online grocery websites, no joy. My Tesco delivery finally comes up trumps today. See, Tesco's here, where we live, does not have little moons. No major Sainsbury's do.
No.
You've got to get them on Ocado, and there is such short supply that Ocado limit the number of boxes of
really,
little
that,
moons
you're
that you can buy. We're only allowed to buy two at a time. That's why Tilly was so annoyed that we scoffed.
Coconut ones are just
unbelievable. They're off the charts.
Yeah, yeah, great. Are you planning through
Oh,
this?
Wait, quickly want to say something.
Yeah.
This is from Lorna Bray.
Mm-hmm.
Check with your doctor if you are allowed to cut your medication in half. She's a nurse.
Oh.
And she says, not sure if you're aware, but certain medication shouldn't be cut in half as they won't work.
Yes, I can imagine, because the medication is combined with a carrier. And if you split the pill and all the medication's in one half and not the other half.
Yeah.
Then you might end up with too much or not enough
yeah.
at any one time.
I mean, I don't think that you would be taking a half of anything.
It's easier
I think
to
it's,
swallow.
Sometimes it's just easier to swallow.
Yes.
But I think she's saying that it won't work if it's cut in half.
Oh, really?
So, check with your doctors.
Check with the docs.
Check with the doctors.
You can only tell that a pill's got a little slit down it, hasn't it? If it allows you to break it in half sometimes.
Exactly, yeah.
But very good advice.
Thank you.
Wow, we've got a lot of messages.
Yeah.
We'll do some work on Instagram this week. It's lovely to talk to you all
again.
We
really love you.
It's been a super busy week.
Thanks so much.
But weather. Can we just finish on the weather?
Oh, for the love of God, it's been amazing.
Hasn't it just?
We're brown.
I know.
We're tanned.
Should we go on holiday for 45 minutes?
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah, okay.
Let's cook
one
of your extra special bagel sandwiches.
Yes.
Tell them your special secret ingredient that my son can't believe.
It's not that special for some people, I think.
It is.
I get a sesame seed bagel, which you introduced me to, from Warburton's.
Warburton's.
Okay, you split that and you toast it a tiny bit, so it's a bit toasted.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's ham,
mm-hmm.
then salami,
mm-hmm.
and then a load of grated cheese, mm-hmm. and then Worcestershire sauce.
That's the secret ingredient.
Worcester sauce, and then Tabasco or Cholula or Frank's hot sauce.
Cholula.
And then it's grilled or baked in the oven for about 10 minutes. So it's essentially like a bagel pizza.
It's unbelievable.
That's what we're going to have now.
What we do is we get the bagel and then we go and pretend we're on holiday for 45 minutes and then we get back to work.
Yes.
Great.
I'll see you on holiday.
I'll see you on holiday.
Have a lovely week, everybody.
Quick, get the pool on the sunbed. You know, get the towel on the... What? I'm such a wazzard.
Yeah,
get the towel on the sunbed.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
I need a holiday.
You blew that. But, well done for, having a go.
Oh, God, I'm really embarrassed. That's a terrible way to end.
No, it's great.
Okay.
It shows how real
human
we are.
And menopausal I am.
Yeah, yeah. See you later, everybody.
Bye.